Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. We have arrived and we have managed to remain quiet about a subject because we want to come to you very fresh and organically. And since we have been parted, Israel was attacked by the Hamas. And so we come to hear you in a pensive way because we, of course, when something like this happens, and I know y'all feel this way, we do our best not to get to buy into the drama part. We do our best not to get into the story, because I believe everybody is love. Everybody is a beloved here. And so these type of conflicts always bring a stretch to our practices, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's not to take away from how compassionate, a level of compassion that I feel for the Jews, both in the present and the past. And I also feel the same compassion for the Palestinians. So I feel sandwiched in between the situation. And that's the humanity in me coming out. And then there's the spirituality part of it. There's the energy part of it.
I mean, I would just say,
I know it's
so hard. This happened this several days ago. So we've all had some time to settle in. Mm-hmm. So anytime something like that happens, and I think all of us are not big news watchers, but I think there's always the first reaction of shock, like, oh my God, this is terrible, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I've had some time to process and settle into it and kind of, release the...
Did you revisit 9/11 at all?
What about it?
Just the energy of 9/11 and the fear
Sorry. I mean, okay. And I apologize because I know there is something going
you
on.
You need a history. You need to know what's going
but
on.
But I heard Israel and I heard war. That's all I know.
Okay.
So is it really like bad?
So Hamas.
Really talking about 9/11.
I'll give you a little bit of knowledge. So Hamas is a terrorist group based out of Iran.
Okay.
They attacked Israel.
Oh, okay.
And they're also...
And when they attacked, they came in and slaughtered and killed. And then it gets...
So how can a terrorist group take over a country?
Well, that's where I kind of go with this. So I don't know. We're going to have to delve into this because this is where my mind starts like,
well,
I'm with
energy,
you. It's right? Energy, but is it really what they're telling us?
So yeah. In a nutshell, what is that happened? Like this terrorist group invaded Israel?
Yes. The Gaza Strip, a certain area in between Israel and Palestine.
But isn't that something that has been happening for years? And pardon my ignorance.
No, you're right.
You're right.
Well,
yes,
I mean, over hundreds, thousands of years. And it's probably happened again.
Okay, we're talking 1,000 and some odd people slaughtered.
Okay,
we're
that's
talking
the drama
about
of the
babies.
News. Babies,
yes,
children, yeah.
Children, old people. And then they've taken, I don't know how many hostages, the
right.
Number of it.
Now, anyone or just a particular group? I'm
Jews.
Just trying to understand.
Jews.
Okay. They just took the
apparently
Jews.
The Hamas, mm-hmm. In their creed or whatever, is to mm-hmm. terminate the Jewish. My first reaction was like, oh my gosh, Israel. It's the Holy Land, right? Like this, I mean, I tend to err on the side of I question everything. I do. So what made me kind of start questioning things. We don't know what is, because actually my husband said this. He goes, what doesn't make sense to me is Israel is the most protected country in the world. Like, their borders are protected. They're on high defense. They're the United States, one of our biggest allies. Mm-hmm. How did this happen? How did a terrorist group infiltrate? And then I start going into the... picture of, like, Iran or, you know, what are they trying to create here?
Right. I question the same thing. It's interesting.
Not everything's what you see.
And the news. And when they present these different things, it's not something that is in the forefront. They there's a lot of questions that the Israeli government has to answer. But right now, they're just concerned about cleaning up, getting those hostages, and annihilating Hamas. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. And then they'll come back and they'll figure out the logistics of that. That seems to be the order of the way it is.
Do you agree that I feel like there's four different groups involved. So you've got the Israelis, the mm-hmm. Palestinians, the Hamas, and then you don't forget about just the Iranian, the people from Iran. You mm-hmm. know, like the Hamas is not, that's not the same people as, like, they're a terrorist group out of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a friend who was born in Iran, and she's like, this is not like,
well, absolutely. My people. It's going to war in Afghanistan.
You're right.
We had nothing against the Afghan people.
Right.
So, yes.
But Iran is also taken, you know, they are run by the
same thing's happening to our Congress right now. We have eight people holding this.
But see, Congress. This is where, like, this is interesting.
Am I responsible right. for those eight people that can't seem to get our government?
We're going
to
get into something now because I think you and I are on totally different sides of mm-hmm. things, like on a lot of viewpoints, but uh-huh. but that's part of the whole situation is everything. They're trying to divide, everything right. is take a side.
So metaphysically, I'm just...
Yeah,
silent here.
We're getting into the
story. Exactly what, but I—that's why mm-hmm. I'm just like listening to you guys to kind of understand what's going on, but to also trying to see what the like metaphysically. How do we, like, what do you think? What do you see?
Metaphysically, I think at the end of the day, this is just one more distraction that mm-hmm. the people that run our world are. I don't know. It's.
But that wouldn't be metaphysically.
No, but it's. I still think there's some nefarious. I don't think it's everything. I don't think everything is what we see. I think they want us to.
All of it's a distraction.
It's all a distraction.
Absolutely, all of it.
What is their ultimate goal and purpose? Mm-hmm. It's bigger than what they're showing.
And
us.
So it's kind of irrelevant. What side you're on or what it's irrelevant.
So that's when you just start waking up. One, huh? Okay. What's that going on in Ukraine? No, we're just switching gears.
I know,
it's like we're on to the next. Like, what's, and again, terrible compassion for all the victims of this, because the victims are us, the people.
Well, we know with all the changes, any structure that is not in an integrous alignment is going to come crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening over and over and over again. That is what we're seeing right now.
So speaking of seeing, and this may sound really out there, but I was listening to Bashar, and I think it was all Bashar, but maybe some other messenger there. But they were talking about the parallel universes and how when we, depending on our frequency and when we raise our vibration, there are parallel realities of this world.
I believe that.
And so when you raise your energies, these things just don't even happen in your space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even learn about it. And it's not like
You're just not sticking your head in the sand about it.
It just doesn't even, like...
Right.
To be honest, there's two places where... And I'm not saying that my vibration is so high that... It's also that I choose not to, right?
Right.
But also it said that the reality that you see is also a reality. It's just a different reality. And depending on where your vibration is, you're going to see a version of the world according to that vibration.
Your vibration.
I think it's a little out there, but you know, if we really stretch our mind, it makes sense.
When we were reading, when the three of us were reading A Course in Love, I remember getting that feeling oftentimes, and I can't remember exactly, but that was a big part of that book, was talking about like every single person is in their own, we're all seeing something totally different. We, you know, that's
like, there's no reality out there. It's all like, so if you're tuning in, you are going to experience it because you are tuned in, right? You're going to experience whatever you're tuned in to. So that's interesting, because I think that especially now where some realities are screaming really loud,
right?
And yet it is, it's not turning our heads away, because there's a fine line between being completely insensitive.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying.
You know, but I think if we are holding that high vibration, we don't need to stick our noses in what's going on there, because we're helping them.
I agree with you. And that's how I've been feeling lately, is right. The more we give into the drama, even if we think we're doing it from such a compassionate level, and we're so bothered because they're telling us people
that,
are
you're
slaughtered.
Not helping them that
we're
way.
Not helping them. We're actually feeding into the negative and low vibration of war and blah, you know. And
thinking how bad they are, you're going to make them meaner.
Like, yes, more people. Yeah, I'm like, so... That's kind of, I was surprised that you wanted to talk about this, because I was like, I'm kind of trying to.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Because if you would have asked me last week, I would have been all in. But then lately I'm just like, no, I'm kind of getting this feeling.
Because I was being vacuum, just sucked into it.
The energy. I'm just, again, and there's that fine line, because it's not, when you say that out loud, you think we're not being compassionate. And that's not it.
That's not it.
It's just our role as light workers is to keep the vibration high. And if we're feeding into all these distractions, that's whoever they, that's what they're doing, is throwing out these.
And plus, if we really believe in the principles that we, you know, study, like, nothing real can be threatened.
Right.
That's a huge statement of Course in Miracles. Nothing unreal exists. So all the murder and all the debt and everything, it's just like, it's an illusion. It's obviously an illusion. And so why are we feeding more to make that illusion real for more? We choose our reality. We choose our incarnation.
So I don't...
Not to say it shouldn't happen.
And right? Not to say that it didn't or did. I don't know. Because it's like second or third or fourth hand. I don't know.
But here's what I do know, okay? Even if that's happening over there, okay... It doesn't involve my personal space. And so in order for me to meet what I'm supposed to do, what I'm here, which is to keep the vibrations high, which is to keep the quantum field full of the possibilities of peace, so that humanity on the other side of the globe can tap into this and see that there's that possibility. That's what I'm here supposed to do. I'm not here to negate any of the events that occurred. I'm so compassionate to what has happened. But I try what I can not to immerse myself in any kind of conflict, immerse myself in a situation where I'm choosing a side, right? I want to keep the vibrations neutral and high. So it's not that I'm in denial of what has occurred. It's that I'm not going to take ownership of it. Now, that's my goals. That's my goal here. I'm as human as anybody else.
We are human, and it's easy
to... And I will say that first day, I was just... Yeah, I was glued to the TV for the first time in how many...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, whenever they were like... And because I was the one explaining the history to my husband and my daughter.
A thought that came to me, too, was, as you said, Marcella, hasn't this been happening forever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, over... And so we're acting... We are reacting... In the same way we always have.
No, that's not true. Because 500 years ago, nobody had the internet or news. It's been our soul chose to be where we are here. Maybe their souls chose to be there. So if it was not for internet, TV, all of this now, we wouldn't have known. Yeah. So 500 years ago, we had no idea what was happening on the other
side. And I was just going to say, what you just said, Heather, makes, I was going to make this comment that these murders, these crimes happen all the time in places that we have no idea they're happening with our internet
South
and
America,
everything.
South,
Central
blah,
America
yeah.
has been a, oh my gosh, the murders and the homicides, the all the crime that happened there, the cruelty,
right. mm-hmm.
The way that people were like controlled by gangs and just like it's crazy, and nobody knows about it because it really, it's not relevant, and nobody.
So that's why you know it has to
exactly,
benefit
somebody, but it happens
yeah.
even worse than that. I mean, it's just like terrible.
It's things. Everyday life,
exactly, and not that you're not compassionate with these souls, but these souls. Chose that path. They, our job is to help them in like you, Mary said, you know, raising our vibration and focusing on love and on peace, because that does have an effect. Just like getting into in front of a TV and oh my gosh, that mm-hmm. has an effect.
You're
right?
worried
and
about something
effect.
That, like you said,
when you worry
in this
about something,
moment,
you don't help
it doesn't.
It. Right.
It and again, 100 years ago, we wouldn't have known. Mm-hmm. One thing that was happening over there, and this is not new.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that now we know, and now they can tap into that fear from all across the world now. And that's not the world we were born into. Our soul chose to be here
in
that
space and time away from all that. Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that as fellow humans, we're not called when we hear something like this to
our
really
souls.
Desire even more peace. And that desire is powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not by watching and over and over and kind of like, you know, feeding into the drama, because there's a side of humanity that always gets like, you know, drawn into the drama. And I think we need to be extra vigilant about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But also, and one thing that probably is not in the media, is not in the news, is like, I'm sure there are enormous circles of meditators that are trying to help this. And
right.
A lot of people coming together. I think who had this? Niraj had one. Who's the other one that said that it was going to have... I saw it in several places that
mm-hmm.
people will get in together to meditate and focus on peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
And that is helpful.
Right.
That is helpful.
Mm-hmm. And so we invite you to... in your own space, in your own time, however, just meditate and send a lot of energetic love and healing to the Middle East. Yeah, keep the vibes and the energy high.
I was going to say something when you said meditate. Maybe some of our listeners don't
mm-hmm.
meditate or don't know how to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's spiritual teachings that I came across several of them lately that
mm-hmm.
say... Even a few seconds that you focus your thought in your higher self or in some sort of divine aspect of you or someone else, that instant is timeless and that instant is powerful. So you don't need to sit and cross your legs and just close your eyes and try and do something you've never done. Meditate can be just go out in nature and think positive thoughts, watch the birds, watch something peaceful, and that will raise the vibration and that will spread peace and love instead of, you know, sitting in front of your TV.
Right.
And just...
Everything's perfect in nature.
Even if you watch the lion, I've never seen this in person, but even if you watch the lion killing the gazelle, it surrenders.
Yes.
It surrenders knowing that life, you can't kill.
Right.
Life is eternal. Life is.
Right.
So there's no end to the expression of life. We just need to surrender and trust the good that is everywhere.
So thank you for joining us, and we invite you to go out to that meadow, out to the woods, out to a pond, wherever it is that gives you peace of mind, and know
just
you're
take a
doing
few breaths well, on the toilet.
And then can I? Yeah, and I would another thought that came.
That's
to me.
Meditation.
Sorry, we're all interrupting Mary.
I'm sorry. I'm trying.
I think the biggest thing you can do.
And, I guess, you know, I'm too serious right now.
And sending prayers and all that is great. But the biggest thing you can do is live your life with joy and happiness. We are blessed. Don't feel guilty or, you know, feel bad for them. I mean,
your obligation is you're good. Just focus on that good so that
yes,
you can help. What
yes,
is
yeah. exactly.
And so I can't stress to you enough that what they're saying is so important. And I can feel some beloveds are like, what did these four? Do you see, when you are energetically happy, when you are really owning your blessings, you are creating this energy. You are alchemizing the vibrations here on Gaia, and you're sending it into the quantum fields, and it works, and it affects the other beloveds on the other side. I know this sounds foreign, but I promise you that's what it's all about. So keep the vibes high, and thank you for joining us. Until next time, when we
journey into the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.